Sport on the Clare Byrne Show
with Visa. Everything's a tap in with Visa, wherever the game takes you.
I'm now joined by sports journalist Daniel Hussey. Good morning to you, Daniel. So look, forget about the World Cup. Not even interested at the moment, because if you are even remotely following the Gaelic, if you're remotely following the All-Ireland Football Championship, that draw this morning has set up a belter of a weekend.
It's going to be amazing. Like, I can't get over the draw. It was always going to be a good draw, just there was too many good teams in it. But to get the two, well, I like to say two, there's probably three blockbuster games there, like Dublin hosting Donegal. Venues would probably be decided later on. Mayo hosting Meath, Monaghan hosting Westmeath, but then probably the big one in Killarney. In my opinion, two of the three best teams in the country, Kerry versus Armagh. One of them is going out of the championship this weekend.
I mean, that was the draw that made me gasp this yeah. morning, because the idea that one of those big giants is gone after this weekend is absolutely huge, because I feel like Donegal have had about 55,000 chances to get through the quarterfinals. Yeah. But this is it now. This is it now. Teams are finally dropping off.
Yeah. Well, everyone else has, because every single county in Ireland has lost a game in this year's football championship, which is a crazy stat. It took me, you know, when you see a stat, you have to double check that to be sure. So every team, like obviously Kerry lost to Donegal, Armagh lost to Louth yesterday. And just take that Louth game for a second. Sam Mulroy's dramatic last minute goal, or last kick of the game. Had that ball been caught, Armagh are in a quarter final in 2 weeks and have the weekend off. Instead, they're going to Killarney against probably the best team in the country, who have got themselves back into form. So that is going to be electric in Fitzgerald Stadium. It's going to be off the charts. The talking points, will the Dublin-Donegal game take place in Croke Park? Probably, but Ger Brennan sort of got out ahead of the news almost last night and said he'd love, that was his quote, to have the game in Parnell Park. Which
Why, Ger? Why would you like to play in the smaller venue? Are you scared to take the team to Croker and to play that style of a game?
Yeah, well, listen, Ger, Dublin, we need every help we can get at the moment, to be honest with you. It's been that sort of year. And I think he just wants a raucous atmosphere. Now, to be honest, I think even if Ger wants it, it'll probably be in Croke Park. But if he goes to the Dublin County Board and says, we want this game in Parnell Park, they're in a difficult position. We saw with Inishkeen last week, Louth versus Armagh. And I will say on the Parnell Park, obviously we want every single person who wants to go to the game to go to the games. But the atmosphere in both Tyrone Mayo and Louth Armagh yesterday, the full houses coming in on the TV, to me that was everything the GA hasn't been in recent years. Sellouts, sellouts, sellouts. Now this one could be a step too far, because I don't know, you could get 40 plus thousands in Croke Park versus 7 to 10 or 11,000, depending what health and safety you listen to in Parnell Park. So there's just so many talking points before we get the venues and times. And then, of course, whether the games be on GA Plus or RTE, because RTE have a lot of sport on, given the hurling quarterfinals, Tailteann Cup and World Cup as well.
To go to that Donegal-Dublin game, I mean, Donegal are really putting us through the mill this year. It reminds me of my years supporting Liverpool, where one day they would go out and they'd beat United, you know, 2-0. Yeah. And then they would go out the following week and Burnley would destroy them 3-0. And you'd think, I can't take this emotional roller coaster anymore. And that's what it's been like kind of watching Donegal.
Yeah.
I was shocked, I have to say, when I checked the phone and saw that we'd been beaten by Cork at the weekend. What happened? What went wrong?
You were 7-up, so not a lot until that moment. Mm. And I guess with these new rules, and I hate bringing it back to the new rules a lot, but it's a different sport. You can't see out wins anymore by keeping the ball. You have to constantly keep the scoreboard ticking over, stating the obvious. If you're 7 points up and the opposition get a 2-pointer and win your next kick, their kick out and get another 2-pointer, suddenly you haven't done an awful lot wrong. You're 3 points down. So basically that's what happened. You not only got to win a game, you almost got to win a game as many times as possible throughout a game, if that makes sense. So they got caught there a little bit. That Kerry performance away was as good as any team has produced this year, but you got to caveat that with the 14 men, Kerry missing a few players. So the pressure's on Donegal and Jim McGuinness big time, because they will go into this game against Dublin, and this isn't me doing a Yera from Dublin here, but Donegal will be red hot favourites to win that, get themselves back into a quarterfinals and get their season back on track. But it's huge. And the big thing for me is this turnaround, 6 to 7 days for a lot of these teams. It's almost not enough time to breathe, yet you're going to be playing in a game that's, if you lose, you're out. So if Donegal lose this weekend against the Dubs in Parnell Park,
there isn't an awful lot of time, in fairness, for the players to rest, given the type of game that they are playing at the moment, given the kilometres that they run on those pitches for the length of the game. I mean, trying to predict, I'm looking at it again here, I'm looking at these fixtures. It's a fool's game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
just given how the championship has been to date.
Yeah, like the two big favourites this weekend were Donegal to beat Cork. I think 9-point favourites, and Cork beat them. And then I think Armagh were 5 to 6 point favourites away to Louth, and Louth beat them. So it just shows you, like, there won't be that much between any of these four games. Like Mon and Westmeath, there's massive opportunity as well, which I think is the beauty of the draw and the home and away thing. If Monaghan win this, I think they could get a favourable quarterfinal draw there as well, given they've played one of those teams before, I think. So there's so much potential in this draw for great quarterfinals as well. You know.
When will we get the exact detail of where, when, the time of these fixtures? It is Father's Day on Sunday. It would be a great Father's Day present.
Yeah.
Dublin, Donegal, just saying.
We're hopeful this afternoon. Like normally the GAA actually would wait to Tuesday, but given it's usually when they have like a 6-7 day turnaround, they'll announce this afternoon at least the times and the fixtures. But there's going to be a few headaches because I mentioned at the start, you have the Tailteann Cup semi-finals there. You have the All-Ireland hurling quarterfinals. All those four games are on RTÉ already. RTÉ are going to have one of these four games as it stands. GAA Plus are going to have three. So there's going to be a lot of people upset about that. What games RTÉ would pick? I think GAA Plus have first pick, possibly second pick here too. So it's not just going to be build up to the games. There's going to be loads of debates and sub storylines there too. So hopefully this afternoon we will at least know when those games and where those games will take
okay.
place.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the World Cup, right, which is difficult for me, obviously. But we have to. The Germany game last night, phenomenal. And I don't know if it's phenomenal because they had scored 7 goals or because their opponent scored 1.
Yeah, probably the latter, yeah. Curaçao, it was just a great World Cup moment. And as someone who's not overly a fan of this 48-team format, it does give countries like Curaçao an opportunity to play against Germany and
to score a goal.
Not score a goal
early in the game.
And be with them for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And the majority of that first half, it was a great story because I, like most people, just thought Germany would, what they ultimately did in the end, and win very handily. So that's been great. Even seeing Haiti put it up to Scotland there, there's been some great stories in this World Cup so far. And for Curaçao to have that moment like in that first half was brilliant. And the World Cup is taking maybe a couple of days to get going, but we've a pretty much full fixture list right up until for the next 3.5 weeks. I think there won't be a day or a night without a World Cup game. Now, it may be, like I think I did 6 out of the 8 weekend games, which is quite good, but 5.5 actually, I fell asleep at halftime in Haiti, Scotland. But
I did watch Japan and the Netherlands, but I went to bed at halftime. But I could sense it. I just had to go to bed because I was up so early this morning. But I thought, there's goals coming here. Yeah. There's goals coming. You could feel it. And it was a 2-2 draw. The big game today, I suppose, is Spain, isn't it?
Yes. Spain are worthy, probably the team that everyone has to beat. Playing Cape Verde, who have Pico Lopez from Shamrock Rovers. So we've an Irish interest in this game. It's a brilliant story for Pico Lopez. He was actually, they reached out to him on LinkedIn to play for Cape Verde to start with. So fantastic story for that and to have Spain there. But there's also good games. Belgium, Egypt will be good given you have Belgium used to be one of the top teams in the world, but then Egypt with Mo Salah there and a last dance potential there too as well. So
amazing sport and sunshine apparently this week. Could this summer, Daniel Hussey, get any better?
All timer already. I think it's 9 out of 10 championship. I think it's going to be 10 out of 10 after this weekend.
Sport on the Claire Byrne Show with Visa. Everything's a tap in with Visa. Wherever the game takes you.